This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President Draupadi Murmu has stated that One Nation, One Election bill introduced in the parliament promises to redefine the terms of good governance. She said that One Nation, One Election plan can promote the consistency in the governance, prevent the policy paralysis, and mitigate the resource diversion and reduce the financial burden. In her address to the nation on the eve of Republic Day, President Murmu underlined this decision to replace the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure, and the Indian Evidence Act with the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhyanam was among the most noteworthy of such efforts. President Murmu highlighted that the Constituent Assembly had representatives from all the parts and all communities of the country. She said that it had 15 women, including the stalwarts such as Sarojini Naidu, Rajkumari Amrit Kaur, Suchit Kripalani, Hansaben Mehta and Malathi Chaudhary. The president and said that the Republic Day is a matter of collective joy and the pride for all the citizens. She stressed that in the last 75 years, India has been taking strides to regain the rightful place in the Committee of the Nations. She understood that justice, liberty, equality and fraternity have always been part of India's cultivational heritage. President Draupadi Murmu received her Indonesian counterpart Prabowo Subianto at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. She also hosted a banquet in his honor, welcoming the President Subianto on his first state visit to India. The President said that the civilization ties between India and Indonesia go back thousands of years. She added that the values of pluralism, inclusiveness and the rule of the law are common to both the countries, and these shared values have seen the direction to the contemporary relations. The President thanked Mr. Subianto for accepting the invitation to grace the Republic Day celebration as the chief guest. President Draupadi Murmu said that in the matter of pride, the India is world's largest diverse, young, inclusive and a sensitive democracy. Addressing the 15th National Voters Day program in New Delhi last afternoon, President Murmu said that India is the mother of democracy and the democratic process in the country existed since the ancient times. During this event, the President Murmu presented the Best Electoral Practices Awards to the state and the district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring the smooth elections. Doordarshan was awarded for his innovative programs generating the awareness on voting. Director General of Doordarshan, Kanchan Prasad, received this award, and this year's theme of the National Voters Day is nothing like voting, I vote for sure. President Draupadi Murmu has approved the President's Tarakshak Medal and Tatrashak Medal to the Indian Coast Guard personnel on the eve of 76th Republic Day. These awards recognize the acts of conspicuous gallantry, exceptional devotion to the duty and distinguished or meritorious service. President has approved 58 mentioned in dispatches to the Army Forces personnel, including 4 Pashtamutus. These include 55 from Indian Army, 14 from Operational Rakshak, including 4 Posthumus, 8 from Operation Snow Leopard, 6 for Operation Hifazat, and 2 for Operation Sahayata. In men's cricket, India clinched a thrilling 2-wicket win over England in the second T20I at the M.A. Chidambaran Stadium in Chennai. Chasing a target of 166 runs, India clinched the victory in 19.2 overs in the loss of 8 wickets. For India, Tilak Varma smashed 72 runs in 55 balls to take India home. Washington Sundar scored 26 off 19 balls while the other batsmen failed to impress. Sent to bat in first, England made 165 for 9 with the allotted 20 overs. And the England skipper, Jos Buttler, was the highest scorer with 45 runs. And for India, Akshar Patel and Varun Chakravarti both scabbed 2 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.